The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So at the horse race on Saturday, I met a guy. You guys walked away after the Todd and Tyler race and met some fans and were sitting there. And one of the guys says he was we talk about people that are in the Deadpool. I love how they walk up and they say who they are. And I never even get their real names half the time. They just tell me
Their Deadpool name.
And this guy said, Push wrote him down because I forgot the second one. I was trying to tell Craig the other night. But the guy goes, He was Saturdays with Sandusky, right?
Yeah, Saturday he was two of them, right?
Yeah, he's two of them.
Saturdays with Sandusky, yeah. And Deep Insider.
He goes, I'm Deep Insider and Saturdays with Sandusky. I said, oh, that's cool. And he's standing with this other dude, and the dude reached over, and he actually says to me, now without saying, he says, and I'm... Your mom does something daily.
Your mom likes
something daily. It ain't something, by the way. I don't know if I can say it. It's pretty hardcore. Yeah. And so I met them. I told Craig about how I met those two guys. So God, I wanted to shout out to those, to Saturdays with Sandusky, Deep Insider, one of the Cider families, and your mom likes
daily.
Yeah, daily. And he just basically when he shook my hand, he goes, I'm Jim Johnson. But he said, I'm your mom likes daily. I said, oh, that's cool.
Well, the winner of the Todd and Tyler sweepstakes.
Oh, that's a big listener of the show, man.
The owner of the horse.
Trainer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trainer.
He's a trainer.
Owner and trainer.
Yeah.
Okay, he's both.
Well, I heard he was just a trainer later on.
A lot of times they're both.
Yeah.
But he's a
big
listener. He's a fan of the show.
Yeah, grew up listening to us. Said he'd been listening to us since he was 15. You're not 15 anymore, but that was cool. By the way, that chick I just saw in the movie called War Dogs is Ana de Armas, and I don't know what she's been in since, but Puss said that was only last year, that movie, 2016, but she's hot, and apparently she's in Mr. Skin, right?
Three-star, great movie? Nudity.
She's not nude at all in the in War Dogs,
six
although
roles.
She's got some panties on, and I like that look.
Six rolls she's been
panty,
nude.
Panty muscle shirt coming out of the bedroom look.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
don't
yeah.
you love that?
Yeah, I always like that.
Man.
Well, it depends on who's wearing it.
Yeah, well, Craig wears it. I like it.
Generally, you like that.
Panties and a muscle shirt coming out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, she was in that in that movie that you liked called Knock Knock with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, she's one of the girls that... That's a great movie, by the way. Have you seen that?
Yes, she is one of those girls.
Oh, that movie is... That's her? I got to go back and watch that now. Because she is naked in that.
Yes, she is. Yeah,
that movie, by the way, if you haven't seen that, he's a single, no, he's not a single dad. His family's out of town, and he's Keanu Reeves. He opens the door, and it's raining, and these two girls answer the, and their car broke down, and they're like 22, and they're just completely gorgeous, and they need to use the phone, and they end up staying there and partying with them, and having sex with them, but then like tying them down, and like. Almost torturing him a little bit. It's a hardcore movie, man.
Cautionary tale.
Yeah, total cautionary tale. Be careful what you ask for.
Or if it's too good to be true.
It is too good.
It probably is.
But he does, both of them.
Yeah.
In the movie.
At first, but it doesn't end well, right?
I'm not going to give it away.
Okay.
I'm not going to give it away because it's a great movie.
Because you're not that kind of guy.
No, I am usually, but I really love this movie. I want guys to enjoy Knock Knock. Your wife might not like it. My wife didn't watch that with me, which is she probably wouldn't have watched it. It's a purely guy thing. Yeah. How you doing, Craig, today?
Great.
All right.
Like I am most days.
I know. You are. How you keep it going.
Yeah.
Because I'm not great most days, and you are.
Oh, I am.
I know.
Just to update you, Craig, there was a ninth puppy I checked during the break.
Oh, okay.
But
I gotta show you something too.
It was not a live birth.
Oh, that sucks.
It happens.
I know, but that's still depressing.
Yeah.
You know?
How many did you think you had in there?
10.
And so far?
8.
We're watching them now.
Then the 9th, which, of course, I just mentioned was not really happening. We figured the 10th one may not be a live birth either.
Man, how many are in there, man?
10.
Okay. Yeah. I should have listened.
No.
Well, you were looking something up.
I'm looking for this fish. I'm going to show you later, Craig. There's a fish show Tom and a dude in a lake. It wasn't Cable Guy. He called us on Friday from the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a carp, too.
I need you to confirm.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a big fish.
Yeah.
That's a carp. Or it can be.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big fish, and they don't have any teeth.
Oh, that's important. Oh,
did you look up? They have no teeth?
Oh, I know they have no teeth.
Okay. Of course.
I've dealt with carp before.
Okay, not this way, right? You haven't dealt with them this way, have you?
And they are bottom feeders.
Well, here it is.
This is the ultimate in bottom feeding.
Craig, look at that. That's brutal, man. Somebody put that on Facebook.
Yeah, that carp's thinking.
Why would you do that?
Well, put it on Facebook. I don't know. I don't want to see that ever again.
Neither one. I mean, either one. Put it on Facebook or have it there to put on Facebook.
Oh. Yeah. It shows it. You didn't see the beginning of it. It shows it actually, you know, the beginning of it, and that's the worst part.
Right. The carp is thinking, I'm a bottom feeder, but I've never sunk
this low. We think it's carp rape.
Yes.
Because another guy's kind of there holding that. Fish ain't doing that on his own.
No, he's not. Because there's another guy assisting.
That's on Facebook. It won't be on there for long.
Right.
It's still there.
It's gang carp rape. Yeah. Essentially.
Or are there other dudes waiting in line?
No, there's a guy. You can see another guy on the other side. The other guy's watching it or holding the fish. Yeah.
Oh, that's just weird.
That's just redneck weird, man. That is deliverance crap right there. That's what that is. That is redneck weird, man.
That of all the things that I would do to you.
Yes?
That is not one of them.
What? Well,
hold the fish.
Okay. Hold the carp.
I was going to say.
I would not hold the carp
for
you.
Be careful.
Right. Hey, Craig, hold this carp.
No.
I wouldn't do that either.
No, nor would I.
No, that would
almost
be,
I would not do that for you.
Yeah, but that'd be a little bit too uncomfortable. Right.
A lot of things I would, and you know that, and have.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold my carp and watch this.
Yeah. Right. I'm not doing that.
No. Brutal. Brutal.
Yeah. For those of you who don't think we have any values, this would violate one of our values.
It would.
Still won't stop me from showing people as long as it's on Facebook. I can't show the audience, so it's illegal. It's brutal.
Man. Well, somehow it got on Facebook.
Yeah. I don't like to see me there for long.
Until somebody flags it.
Yeah, but whoever posted that wouldn't have to sit in a meeting after the show.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not flagging it.
Was it in a group?
I'm not even looking. I don't care. I don't know. It's on. I got it on my Facebook.
Because a lot of times, if it's in one of those exclusive groups,
somebody still marks on them. Because
I checked that group and it's not in.
It's not there.
Well, it's not.
That's not that name.
Not that one. That.
But even then, so if that's shared with somebody else, that's how those groups get shut down.
Because I think the one that 9.5 Toad Luke is in, you get screened pretty well.
Yeah, you might turn that one.
You
down.
You better be able to handle a lot of scatological stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that you would not, that would get you kicked off Facebook anywhere else.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, but once in a while, someone will sneak in and narc on them and get them shut down.
Jeez, just don't look at it, man. That's all you got to do is not look at it.
Think of the children.
I hate narcs, man.
Think of the children.
Well, the children aren't on Facebook. Kids aren't on Facebook. My kids don't have a Facebook. My daughter actually is on it, but she does a closed thing with her friends. But mainly they're on Instagram and Snapchat. That's what they do.
Yeah, they don't even
Snapchat
use
Snapchat.
They don't use Twitter very much.
No, they don't do Twitter, no. Snapchat.
Yeah, because Grandma and Mom are on Facebook. It's not cool anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And Twitter.
Is Twitter there too?
Yeah, my kids don't use Twitter much either. That's for celebrities.
There's a lot of young people on Twitter. No, there's more people on Twitter. There's a lot of people on Twitter. But I mean,
celebrities and old people. Yeah. And I mean old, like people over 30.
Yeah, maybe 30, right?
Old people. Well, we're halfway through the baseball season.
Yes, we are. I watched the Pirates scored 10 runs against the Cubs in the top of the first yesterday.
Did they wear their
they ended up winning like 13-2
regular Pirate uniforms?
Yeah.
So they didn't look like the Cubs.
It was regular Pirate uniforms.
Right. I hated those. July
4th. I just love to see Cub fans watch them go down 10-0 in the first half inning. It was the best.
Wow. Best.
No, it's the best. I know it was one game, but it was just kind of cool. They're all sitting there drinking. You know, I'm thinking, this is great. We're the Cubbies. Yay. Oh, it's 10-0. Well, we suck today. 10-0. 10-0. They did the story. The last time the Pirates scored 10 runs in one inning was 1989 against the Phillies. I forgot about this story. This announcer, Booker, used to pitch for the Pirates. He said, if we lose this game, I'm going to walk home. Now, Philly to Pittsburgh is five-hour drive, maybe six back in the day. About five, 6 hours drive. And the Phillies came back and won that game, 14-11. Pirates were up 10-0. The dude did a charity walk from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh.
Well, you've got to.
I know, once you say that. Yeah. But then you know he's thinking, son of a
bitch. He never said that again.
No, he didn't. So they relived that yesterday.
Charity's great and whatnot.
I was watching the Cubs game. They relived that piece, you know.
Yeah, according to Google Maps, that's a four-day walk.
That drive sucks.
4 days.
I've done that drive.
4 days in 1 hour.
Doesn't suck
exact.
As much as the Midwest, but yeah. Still sucks. There ain't nothing there.
I love how Google Maps puts, you know, how long it takes to drive.
Do they say how long it takes to walk?
Yeah, you can.
Because I've never hit walk on Google Maps. I use it a lot. It's
there's
really
an
good.
Icon on there that tells you how long it'll take you by a bus and how long it takes you to bike. That particular route.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. They're all there, aren't they, boys?
Yeah.
4 days.
5 hours by car, about 8 hours by bus, 4 days by on foot, or 2 days on a bike.
4 days? I don't know how you do that in 4 days. That's a lot of walking, man.
That's probably what's the average? Don't say the average walking speed is like 2 miles an hour, 2 or 3 miles an hour.
I don't know, but I found something out interesting the other day at the horse track. I never knew this because right at the, we were about halfway from the, you know, they took off and they had about maybe 100, 200 yards to where we were standing. And they go around. I said, mm-hmm. When the guy flew past us, I was talking to Mike, the guy that runs the Horseman's Park. I said, how fast is Thoroughbred going right now when he passes us? He said, about 35 miles an hour. I said, I didn't know that. Did you ever know that? I know it's fast, but.
That is fast.
Yeah. Humans don't go there. I think fastest humans, what, 22 miles an hour?
That was 23, 24,
somewhere
I think.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
I think Usain Bolt gets up to
24?
25, 26 miles an hour at some point.
At the top, yeah.
But that's just that's a quick burst.
That's really quick.
He's not there for very long.
No, these horses were, you know, hitting.
Yeah, when did they do the.
That is the fastest in the world.
Horse.
Right. Yeah, he's the fastest human on earth.
Let's go.
The rest of us aren't doing 26.
But they had a deal where a horse raced a guy. Was Chad Johnson involved in that?
They've done it a couple times.
And I think the human won. Because
now, what happens, the human gets a running start.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, okay. They get some kind
the
of a
human
head start.
Got a running start, and it has to run past the horse. But you're not going to be in a 35-mile-an-hour horse.
Oh, no. Not. You know? Yeah, but maybe in 100 yards. I think that's what it was. It was a 100-yard race, and the human barely won. But after that, you know, the horse tends to pick up a little speed.
Oh, yeah, well, it was further than 100 yards when I saw that
thing. I think the horse is a little slower out of the blocks than a human.
Right. And they're using these blocks.
Yeah. I'm looking at the story about this. They gave him a 100-meter lead.
Oh,
The human.
Yeah, Chad Johnson.
Oh, that's right. Oh, he had
100-meter lead, and it was what, a 200-meter race?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then of course he won. I mean, we wouldn't win, but that horse would be jumping right up our ass. So what's new?
I didn't know we were that far into baseball season.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
And you announced games.
Yeah, isn't the All-Star
you're
game?
More, you're actually more...
We don't count down the games.
All-Star game? I watch a lot of games. I watch a lot of baseball.
I guess I realize.
The All-Stars, the unofficial halfway.
It's tomorrow night.
Tonight's the...
Home Run Derby?
Home Run Derby, yeah.
It's in Miami this year.
Marlins
By the way,
Park.
The guy with the Miami jersey is not going to be that cool this year.
Because everybody...
Because he's always there. He's always in these things.
You're going to have a Miami jersey.
Yeah, he ain't cool.
And Florida police say that Venus did not violate any laws before a deadly car crash last month.
Yeah, they found another video. And I saw the video. She obeyed the laws. And they said, when is that lawsuit going to still continue? Because the family's going to say.
There's nothing now.
I know.
The original police report said that Williams was at fault in the accident.
Yeah.
They found more video and
I saw
found
that video.
Out, no. There was another car involved stopping people.
The light went green and somebody else didn't shoot. And then somebody else ran in front of her, so she had to slow down. Then she started moving and the other car just hit her. That's who died.
Would that absolve her of any civil lawsuits that might come up?
Yeah, she did nothing wrong.
They might drop that civil lawsuit now. the family. They had
they
one.
They might have to.
They might have yeah, because they right. were going by the original police report.
She first. Feels bad, though. Maybe she's going to give the guy, the guy $100,000 or something like
I
that.
I don't care how much she's not at fault.
Oh, she feels horrible.
She feels horrible.
Yeah, anybody would. Yeah, it was an old dude, real old dude.
Right, to go through that?
Late 70s, something like that. The guy
78.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, but maybe you pick up the tab for the funeral instead of, you know, paying him $10 million in a civil suit.
That's right. All right.
So, that's the name of that, too.
Plus, you had some pirate fun facts in there, too.
Hey, now we know that it takes 4 days to walk from Philly to Pittsburgh.
We went to Google Maps. I knew anything with Google Maps Todd's excited about.
Yeah, that's
if you're mapping it, Todd will talk about
that's
it.
That's how you get me.
It is fun. It's fun. I know I'm not into fun facts myself. Once in a great while, I fall for a fun fact.
Like when was the last time the Pittsburgh Pirates scored 10 runs
well,
in 1 inning?
Well, he asked me about halfway through the baseball season. Absolutely. I think that's how it started. But then I knew if I brought maps in, Todd might be interested.
Yeah.
And he was.
Show me an atlas and how it relates to that. And I'm in.
Facebook and Google are both in the top five on Indeed's 2017 list of the best places to work. Facebook ranked number 4. And Google finished at number 5. Apple at number 8, along with Nike. San Francisco-based Salesforce is at number 1. We don't know anything about that. Followed by Southwest Airlines.
Really?
Yes. And JetBlue coming in number 2 and number 3, respectively.
Well, they probably like the...
if you're happy when you go to work, that's all that matters.
And you know it.
I knew you were going to say that.
And the benefits.
That's true, too.
The benefits would be good at...
no dicks walking around.
Any airline.
Of course
that's
are.
Everywhere. Oh, you know, I watch those shows on HGTV where people live other places, and once in a while you wonder how they can do that. And all of them are somebody that can do something on their computer. And I'm thinking, that's the best job. That's the best job.
Oh, sure.
If you have a job, there was a guy, I watched Mexico Life. His family was moving to Mexico, bought a mansion for $400,000 on the beach, you know. $400,000 is a lot of money, I get it, but this mansion on the beach in Mexico would be $3 million here at least. So he goes, yeah, I have a job where I talk to students, but I can just pretty much do that online now. I'm thinking.
Oh, he mentioned what he did for a living.
And sometimes they do that because they always.
Rarely.
They rarely do
rarely.
That. They rarely do that. But I want to know how the hell do you at 35 or 40 or 50 or whatever? I mean.
Afford a second home.
You're still in your work. No, I mean, they move there.
Oh,
just
they move
there. No, they move there. These people move.
Okay.
On this one.
Yeah, but some of those like the
beach some are like that
beachfront bargain hunt.
Oh yeah, no, that's just a second home style. I'm talking about people that move permanently to the Caribbean or to Mexico or whatever, and they do it permanently. I'm thinking, how are you doing that? What do you do for a living? Because you ain't getting paid that to work at a hotel and you know
working online, man.
Exactly, online. That's the best job. Wake up, your office is your living room or your basement or whatever wherever you're living, and you know if you still do your work, but yeah, there's nobody. No boss.
We got a podcaster that I visited in Charleston, South Carolina, when I went there. And he recently moved to the, I think it was the American Virgin Islands.
And he could work online, right?
Right. I think he does. Mm-hmm. He may do something else. He may be like a building superintendent, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I got a friend who lives in Puerto Rico, and her and her boyfriend both work online. They work remotely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, make it work, man.
But that's rare. Most jobs, you got to be there. That's just the fact. So you might as well work in one of those places, right?
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Well,
I wonder how many people work at how many applications are sent to Google and Facebook every day online?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of the Facebook and Google, you don't have to be there.
Well, they have campuses there, though, so somebody's working there.
Sure, somebody shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's fun on campus.
Craig ping pong tables.
Yeah, Craig could work there and play ping pong all day.
All damn day.
Yeah.
You could.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still going to work, though.
But because it's a contract year, we've had a lot of people in our ear telling us how every radio company in the world sucks. And I would tend to agree that, yeah, almost every company in the world
sucks.
Unless you're one of their boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless the guys at the top of the food chain really dig you and treat you right.
In most companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that company's okay. But if you're amongst the rank and file, yeah, they suck. They all suck.
Give us the top, the worst companies to work for. God,
that's
somebody,
not fair. I mean, it's probably some small business in, you know, in your local town.
Well, the answer, Craig,
I love the, how about just worst jobs?
Right.
You know, when I see worst
There's
jobs,
that.
It's always the same stuff. It's,
right.
It's guys, coal miners, things like that. Somebody bitched this on Facebook.
About coal miners?
Yeah, we're anti-coal. I said, yeah, I am. I mean,
not anti-coal miner.
No. I mean, just
like the coal miners who say, we don't care if it's in coal mining, we just want a job.
Right.
We're on that guy's side.
Yeah. No, he said everything we talked to. You guys understand your radio station is powered by coal? I said, yeah, we got a furnace out back. We shovel in every day.
Yeah.
Shut up. God, I didn't it was so dumb I didn't even respond to the guy. That's pretty rare.
Technically, it is powered by
but
coal.
But whatever. I mean, it's not going to go away.
No.
I mean, this radio station ain't going to go away. I'm talking about, I mean, they'll find other ways to power things. It's called the future.
Yeah, they will.
It's called the future.
But in the meantime, even.
You guys are so anti-caveman.
Even coal jobs are getting more and more automated.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, where a guy used to go in the mine and dig stuff out, now they have a robot do that.
I just couldn't believe I got an email calling us anti-coal. I said, Jesus
Christ.
Well, he's
just there. Baby.
I know, he's just that guy.
Parroting every Trump message.
Exactly, that's all it was.
That's
why
is.
I didn't respond until now.
He's a little miner bird sitting on Trump's shoulder.
Yeah, he ain't walking in no coal mine either.
A Huntington, West Virginia man is accused of taking off from a car accident. Officers say the man was behind the wheel of an SUV when he rolled right through a stop sign and into a minivan. The chain reaction was a phone pole falling on the van and one person in the hospital. WSAZ reports that three men got out of the SUV and took off while the driver yelled out, "I'm sorry, but I have to go." He lifted the pole off of the vehicle and drove away.
Adrenaline.
Well, you know, maybe he just had leverage.
Yeah.
He might have.
Or he was just really strong.
I gotta go.
Gotta go.
He's a powerful
See you later.
Man.
Get rid of this pole first.
Yeah.
Leverage. What kind of, you know.
I didn't look
I don't know,
it.
Man.
That's probably not.
Some adrenaline. It had to be. That's a little pole.
Well, it was probably in the right position.
Maybe. I don't know. I think he was Superman. Look that guy up, man.
That too.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.